In Venezuela, things are going from bad to worse. Venezuelans are scrambling to withdraw their money from banks. The Supreme Court announced today it's suspending its work. Angry mobs have attacked television stations, and a strike that has crippled the country's oil industry is in its ninth day. The strike was launched by opposition leaders trying to force President Hugo Chavez from power. Tens of thousands of workers are now on strike. They're backed by much of Venezuela's wealthy and well-educated elite. But Chavez still has strong support from the nation's poor. On the line now from the capital, Caracas, is reporter Phil Gunson. Welcome, Phil.
Thank you.
Now, let's talk first about the targeting of the television stations. Both pro- and anti-Chavez supporters are involved. Why?
Well, I think there are two separate things involved here. One is a long-standing battle between Chavez and the private media owners, whom the government accuses of deliberately distorting the news, creating panic, lying about what they claim are the achievements of the revolution. And on the other hand, a feeling in the opposition that the state-run television service does exactly the same thing, but in reverse. On the other hand, I think it's important to point out that last night what we saw was perhaps the worst example so far of something, a phenomenon that we've seen before, which is concerted attacks on different media organizations by mobs that are clearly organized by the government. For example, the mobs in most places were led by deputies, by congresspeople belonging to the ruling party. And in the middle of these attacks, the interior minister went on television basically justifying them.
Now, what's it like on the streets today? Is support for the work stoppage growing?
Well, I haven't been out on the streets very much. It was pretty much like a ghost town yesterday, and I think it's more or less the same, although there's more gasoline in the gas stations today, so that sense of panic that there was yesterday has subsided a little bit on that front. But as you mentioned in your introduction, the banks have now joined the stoppage. They are opening a few hours a day, and apparently the withdrawals have been quite considerable, so the central bank is having to inject large amounts of cash into the banks, and there's quite a serious fear of disruption of the financial infrastructure, basically.
Well, you know, Chavez has already survived one coup attempt in April. Will he be able to survive this latest threat, since the country's business elite can literally control the purse strings? They can restrict access to supermarkets and to banks.
Well, will he survive? I think, first of all, it's not really fair to call it a coup attempt. I mean, it would take far too long to go into the nature of what happened in April, and certainly it's fair to call that in shorthand terms, at least, a coup. But there hasn't, on this occasion, been any movement from the military, and what we've seen is a really vast movement of the civilian population on all levels and virtually every sector of organized society, from the merchant navy to, as we've seen today, the banking community, to the trade unions, in an attempt not to force Chavez from power directly, at least not initially, but to persuade him to hold elections, which is what the international community and everybody else appears to agree is the only way forward for Venezuela, the only peaceful solution.
Just quickly here, is his support among the nation's poor, is that beginning to erode now?
Oh, definitely, yes. The experts in poverty suggest that about 65% of the population lives in poverty, and Chavez's opinion poll ratings vary between 25-30%. So clearly a large number of people in the poorer sectors of society have lost faith in the president.
All right. Phil Gunson, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Phil Gunson is a reporter based in Caracas, Venezuela.